It's Thursday, December 5, 2024.
The survival of my people and so many others is on the line.
Top UN court to rule on landmark climate change case.
We want Duke Energy Corporation to be held accountable for the damages to human lives and town property.
North Carolina town sues utility Duke Energy over climate deception. Plus, global warming now the dominant driver of drought in the U.S. West.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
While the United States federal government under Donald Trump may put climate action on the back burner, the work to contain climate change is going to continue in the United States with commitment and passion and belief.
That is a load of hot air. When President Trump left office, emissions in this nation were the lowest that they had been since 1950 because of the use of natural gas.
No, they were the lowest since 1950 because of the pandemic, you Fox News jackass. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I'm going to try to cool down while you do the green news here, but more temperature records for November.
Yep, November 2024 was the second hottest November ever recorded since record keeping began in the mid-1800s.
Does Fox News have an explanation for that?
No.
I'm sorry. Continue, please.
It was second only to last November. That's according to Europe's climate service, Copernicus. That means that 2024 will be the warmest year ever recorded. In the United States, this autumn will also likely be the warmest ever recorded. With average temperatures in the lower 48 more than 7 degrees above normal.
For some reason, I suspect Fox News won't be reporting that news.
A new study finds that global warming, driven by the burning of fossil fuels, has become the dominant force behind worsening drought in the western United States. The researchers found that while droughts in the 20th century were caused mainly by declines in precipitation and natural cycles, hotter temperatures from global warming are driving drought in the 21st century, increasing the length, intensity, and the range of areas affected by drought conditions. The study authors say the severity of future droughts will be determined largely by how much more climate warming gases humans release into the atmosphere.
Oh, I bet we're going to be releasing a lot.
In other news, in South Africa, in a landmark decision, the country's high court rejected the government's plan to build new coal-fired power plants,
good,
ruling that the increase in pollution and emissions are unlawful and violate citizens' constitutional right to health.
Good.
Here in the U.S., the town of Carrboro, North Carolina, has sued Duke Energy.
Also good.
One of the nation's largest utility companies, accusing it of deceiving the public about the harms of man-made climate change. The suit alleges that Duke Energy knew that burning fossil fuels causes climate change since the 1960s, but top executives increased the company's use of oil and gas, delayed the transition to clean energy, and spent millions of dollars lying to the public about the causes and consequences of climate change.
Stunning.
The suit seeks compensation for millions of dollars in damages from floods and other extreme weather disasters. Finally, the world's biggest climate case is underway at the International Court of Justice at The Hague to consider what countries around the world are legally required to do to combat climate change and repair damages, and what are the legal consequences if they don't. The case was brought by a coalition of more than 100 countries, led by Vanuatu and low-lying island nations, now facing an existential crisis of rising sea levels and weather disasters in, quote, a system we did not create. The petitioners say a handful of wealthy, polluting nations should be held legally and financially responsible for the accelerating impacts of man-made global warming. Vanuatu's special envoy for climate, Ralph Reginvanu, said the court's proceedings will reverberate across generations.
I choose my words carefully when I say that this may well be the most consequential case in the history of humanity. Let us not allow future generations to look back and wonder why the cause of their doom was condoned. The conduct on trial here is that of states, which have failed for over a century, despite increasingly dire warnings, to rein in the emissions from their territories.
While the court's decision would not be legally binding, it could give extra weight to climate liability lawsuits all over the world.
Well, the incoming Trump administration can start ignoring it now. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, including Blue Sky, at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Vanuatu, Vanuatu.